Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for staying tuned. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love geeking out about plants. And if you love plants too, you can call me. You can give me a text message. You can call 1-888-455-LAWNS, or that's 1-888-455-2967. And then also too, you can text me at 23680. And let's go to the text messages. So I have somebody who lives in Vero Beach. Thank you for the location. And she says, what do you use on the orchids before you move inside for bugs? And so that's interesting that you ask it that way, because I don't want you to do anything to your orchids if there's no need to do it. You want to make sure, look at your plants and see if you see any indication of a pest problem. You know, just automatically putting down a chemical or putting down an insecticide when you don't know what's wrong is just kind of expensive, and it's not beneficial. It's not going to solve your problem. So sometimes when I get calls or people ask me and they'll say, well, you know, what's wrong with my lawn? I put down an herbicide, I put down an insecticide, and I've, you know, done this and I've done that. And I'll say, well, did you see the insects? And they say, no, but it was dead or it was sick. And that's where, you know, you've got to say, find out what you have before you, have another issue, which is your plants getting too stressed out. So the orchids, I want you to see if you need to do anything at all, Vero Beach. And if you do, then find out what the insect is or the pest problem you have. And then I can tell you what to put on it. All right. And so then I have another text message with someone saying, bravo for emphasizing beneficial insects. That's the best way to do it. You want to have a balance in your yard. And, you know, there's a process called integrated pest management. And it means taking care of a problem with the least dangerous way to do it. And that sounds kind of ominous. But, you know, the least harmful way. And so, you know, sometimes you can just take a caterpillar and just put it in a soapy water and get rid of it that way. Just pluck it off with your fingers. Or I like to use my pruners and cut them in half, but that's a little sick. It's just you don't have to use chemicals all the time. But if you're not paying attention to your landscape, then it can become an issue. And then you have to use a chemical. And you go with not the strongest one that you can use, but the least harmful, you know, pesticide that you can use. And that's the smart way to do it. And sometimes you have to escalate from there. But usually if you catch it when it's a small problem, it's not going to get to be a big problem. And so if you haven't checked out betterlawns.com's website, it's been updated. And I have in it what to do in your landscape for September, landscaper malpractice. You ought to read that one, Lizzie. I tell how to get rid of your landscaper. And design tips. And so if you'd like to do that, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com. I've started a new Dirty Word of the Day feature, and today's dirty word is monocotyledon. Monocotyledon. And let's just say monocot for short, okay? That's the simplest way. So this is for new gardeners or people learning about gardening. Monocots refer to one of two groups of plants, the monocots and the dicots. So I'll talk about the monocots today. Flowering plants are placed into a category of the monocots and dicots. There's over 200,000 species of monocots. Monocots have seeds that contain a single emerging leaf known as a cotyledon. And I talked about that a few weeks ago. Monocots provide a majority of the world's most important agricultural crops, including rice, wheat, corn, sugarcane, bamboo, onion, and garlic. Monocots have a different characteristic than dicots. They have visible triple flower parts. So they have like three stamens or three petals. Monocot leaves have parallel veins so that they're symmetrical on both sides. And then the monocot roots are adventitious and fibrous, and they can spread up, down, or out. Monocots can be propagated from a stem or a leaf cutting, and that has to be off of an existing plant. And then monocots only grow from the top of the stem. They do not produce wood or bark, and they are herbaceous. So examples of monocots include St. Augustine, Bahia, centipede, rye, and zoysia grasses, ginger, palm trees. Did you know palm trees are a grass? Huh? That's interesting, isn't it? So philodendrons, cannas, kuntis, and cardboard palms. Lilies, orchids are a monocot, bananas, and over 199,000 more species. Okay, you can find all of my dirty words that I provide each week along with September's What to Do in Your Landscape. So check that out at www.she-consulting.com, and that's underneath on the air and in your backyard newsletter. So I have here, my lawn looks a little rough. What can I feed it with during the fertilizer ban? Well, just hang on. I have one of the best experts on taking care of your lawn that's coming up. That's Lance Walheim. He is returning to Better Lawns and Gardens. He is the expert who the National Gardening Association turns to when they want to write a gardening book. I have to tell you, he has a book on every landscape topic that you can think of. He knows all the best dirt. So Lance is going to be talking to us about green, healthy lawns and the best way to keep your lawn healthy and how to fertilize correctly. So stay tuned. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Lance is coming right up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Failure is no fun. It's very common, but not fun. Did you know 81% of new hires fail? 80% of New Year's resolutions fail? 95% of new products fail? Think that's bad? Imagine how Peter felt on the night he denied Jesus three times when he had said earlier he would die for him. As the rooster crowed, that rugged fisherman wept. My friends, that is failure. His regret, shame, frustration, and even anger, we've all experienced. But here's the good news. Jesus graciously forgave Peter, and Peter went on to become one of the most important men in the church. Ever feel like a failure? I have good news. Jesus offers us the very same forgiveness when we fail. He desires for us to be restored and given a second chance. Trust in Him and claim His forgiveness. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joining me for an early morning discussion on the lawn chores we've been waiting to do all summer, lawn fertilizing, is Lance Walheim, renowned garden expert and author. Thank you for getting up early, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning, Teresa?
I am stumbling over my words this morning, but, you know, it is early for you, so I so appreciate you getting up this early. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was great. It was low key. We did a little bit of work in the gardening, trying to get ready for our fall crops, which in California is prime time for planting. So we had a real nice weekend. Thank you.
Wonderful. And so I was just going to ask about the fire situation near where you live. How's that? Is it kind of tamping down?
Well, we have had some calmer and cooler weather, which has allowed these wonderful firefighters to get a little bit more containment on some of the fires. So that's good news. And unfortunately, two nights ago, we had a lightning storm. So not only do they have to still contend with these big fires, they're putting out a lot of small fires as well. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and we won't have any more big events this year.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary when you think about it. So now the fertilizer ban in most Florida counties is going to end at the end of September. And I have some clients who've wanted to but couldn't fertilize in the summertime. What's the advantage of applying fertilizer in late September, October?
Well, you know, if you haven't been able to fertilize since last May, then your lawn is probably going to need it. And this is really your last chance. You want to make sure that the lawn has got the nutrients it can and use for the final push of growth before it has to start slowing down and going dormant. You don't want to wait too long. It's really the first part of October is really your last chance. So that's why it's a good time to do it. And if you don't do it, your lawn's going to be weaker. You're probably going to have a bigger problem with some of the fall winter weeds. So, you know, let's give it a good last chance to grow vigorously into the before the cool weather comes on.
Oh, definitely. That's so important. So what's the most efficient way to fertilize lawns?
Well, really what you want to do is have a fertilizer that is at least 50% slow-release fertilizer. And what this does is it gives you a good, sustained growth. Fast-acting nitrogens tend to give you a real quick green and a burst of growth. You'll be out mowing every other day probably if you use nothing but fast-acting fertilizers. But most quality lawn fertilizer are going to have a mixture of this to give you a quick green up and a sustained growth that's going to last for 2 to 3 months.
That's important. So university research shows that it's better to use fertilizer and herbicides separately. And it's, you know, sometimes you do have to use an herbicide. What comes first, the herbicides or fertilizer?
Well, I'm not familiar with that research, but it's a touchy question. I mean, the challenge with weed and feed products has always been, is there a window of time when you can apply these products, you get the optimum benefits of the fertilizer and the herbicide? And finding that window is often difficult, particularly in spring. Now, in the fall, let's say you want to fertilize, which I think should be the probably the first thing that you should do. That way, if you apply the fertilizer and you wait a week later, the weeds are going to be growing vigorously. The herbicide, if you're going, say, with a broadleaf herbicide, are going to be more effective on those weeds. So, and it's important to get that lawn fertilizer on as soon as possible as well. So I do that first, and if you need to, follow up with an herbicide application.
That's great. So what should a homeowner look for in a fertilizer?
Well, I think, you know, nitrogen is the main element. You should also choose a fertilizer for Florida that is no or very little phosphorus, because there's usually plenty of phosphorus in the soil. And I prefer to have a fertilizer that has micronutrients. It's definitely iron, but some of the other micronutrients as well are really going to promote a healthy looking turf. But again, the best way to find out exactly what your lawn needs is to have your soil tested. Then you can really fine tune that fertilizer program.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, people do one time and don't think they have to do it again. But how often do you recommend they do get a soil test?
Well, I thought the recommendation from earlier was pretty good. Every 4 to 5 years ought to be plenty on your lawn. And then you can find out if any problems need to be adjusted, such as soil pH and exactly what nutrients are needed. You don't want to waste money. You don't want to waste nutrients or waste time.
Exactly. So applying fertilizer with a walk-in sprayer, walk-behind spreader, do you prefer a specific pattern in the lawn? Is there some? Which way should they walk?
Usually the way they should do it is to do the perimeter of the lawn first, and then go back and forth in between the perimeter that you've created, making sure to turn off the spreader as you hit those end treatments. Some people will break the fertilizer application into two and make applications in opposite directions, in other words, perpendicular across the lawn, to make sure they're getting an even pattern. So you can do that as well, but it takes an extra pass over the lawn.
Yeah, I think so. Now, so if somebody doesn't have the spreader manual, how do they know what to put in and what setting to use?
Well, all that information will be on the fertilizer bag. Just like with any insecticide or pesticide, the information on the fertilizer bag is really going to give you the best information. And if your spreader is not on that bag with the proper settings, then there'll often be an 800 number that you can call, and they'll give you settings. I know that's what they do with BioAdvance. So, yeah, all the information you need should be on the fertilizer bag.
Excellent, excellent. So Lakefront Homes should take special precautions before fertilizing. What's important to remember if you live on a lake or a river?
Yeah, I'd say keep at least 10 feet away from the water. The farther, the better. We don't want to take any chance in any of the fertilizer or whatever you're putting on the lawn is going to get into that water. So, yeah, stay at least 10 feet away.
Okay, so now when we fertilize, does it matter if the lawn is new or does it need to be established?
Well, it depends on what you did when you planted the new lawn. A lot of people use a starter fertilizer, which will keep the lawn growing, the new grass growing for a month or two. But I like to wait about a month or 2 months before I'll fertilize a new lawn, make sure that it's established, maybe wait till you've mowed it a couple times, and then go ahead and give it a fertilizer application. And any information about applying the fertilizer to a new lawn or a recently planted lawn should be on the fertilizer bag as well.
Yeah, no, the label is so important that you read that. I mean, it gives you everything you need to know, just like what the information on seed packets does. So
exactly.
So what are your recommendations for grass clippings? Do you leave them on the lawn or do you not?
Yeah, I definitely recommend you leave them on the lawn. If you're mowing at the right height and frequently enough, those grass clippings are going to break down, add organic matter and nitrogen. You can actually reduce the amount of nitrogen you put on your lawn if you leave those clippings there. The old myth that leaving the clippings on causes thatch is false, and you know, you shouldn't let the grass clippings pile up high if you haven't mowed your lawn frequently enough. But other than that, leave them on there. If you don't like the looks of that, go get yourself a nice mulching mower, which really cuts those grass blades up and they filter down. You don't even notice they're there.
Yeah. So now watering before or after fertilizing?
Well, you never want to apply fertilizer to dry a dry lawn. So if you have to water, I do that a couple of days ahead of time. And then usually apply about 1/4 inch after you apply the fertilizer. And, you know, that's that's sometimes tough. We can get into a whole conversation about efficient watering, but a quarter of an inch, what does that mean? How long do you run your sprinklers? Well, you got to get out there and do a lawn audit or a sprinkler audit and find out how much it's applying. And you do that with putting little cups out there and running the sprinklers for however long and then measuring how much is, accumulated in the cups. And then now you know how to run longer run your sprinklers.
There you go. Well, I have every one of your Gardening with Dummies series on every topic that you've written. You have a perfect book called Lawn Care, Gardening for Dummies with Lawn Care. So where can listeners find it?
Yeah, I'm the king of the dummies. They can find them wherever books are sold online. There's not as many sources at the usual bookstores and things, but they can find them online.
Well, great. So now your citrus, how is it doing right now?
We're doing great. You know, the fruit's really starting to size up. We're in that stage now where, we're looking forward to the season. Some of the very earliest crops like the sudachi and the yuzu are only a couple weeks away, so things are going to pick up here pretty quick.
There you go. And vegetables, which ones are you growing?
Right now we're getting ready. I'm taking out the last of the summer stuff, and I'm putting in my broccoli, my lettuce, the cool season crops. We're kind of in a different cycle here than you are there, so this is really one of the best times to plant the cool season crops.
Well, thank you so much, Lance, for coming in and talking with me so early in the morning. I hope you come back again.
Okay, thanks, Teresa.
All right, you take care. Thank you so much. That's Lance Wall-Hymie's Gardening with Dummies series books at Lawn Care. If you don't know how to take care of your lawn, his books are one of the best, and you can find them online on Amazon. You can find great copies that are, you can buy used ones or new ones. The information is still there. It's still valuable, so you'll want to get a hold of that. So he has a book on citrus called Citrus by Lance Wall-Hymie. And then also Gardening with Dummies on Roses. So you can go ahead and look for those. He's great. And, his information, he lives in California, but it also works here in Florida. So he's got a great one. Brenda, we're going to get to you right after the break. We can go right now. Excellent. Brenda, good morning. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How can I help you?
I have milkweed, mm-hmm. and I have some caterpillars on it. Uh-huh. But I also have some, they almost kind of look like an ant, but they're orange and black.
Yeah, you have milkweed, aphid milkweed, or milkweed aphids.
Okay.
Okay.
How do I get rid of
it? Well, actually, what I like to do first is I like to just spray them with a hose and just knock them off. If you do that a couple of times, it'll help, and it'll reduce the populations of aphids, all right? And so, they get annoyed and they go away. But if they keep coming back, then you will need to use an insecticidal soap. And so you can use it, just follow the label, it'll say aphids on it, or you can use a little bit of neem oil. Don't use it in the heat of the day. But I just knock them off with water. They really aren't damaging your...
This is the first time I've ever seen them before.
Well, then you've got a really good supply of milkweed there, and it just looks delicious to them. So they're loving it. But don't let them stay there. Knock them off with a hose and try that a couple of times. If not, get insecticidal soap and follow the label, and you'll get rid of them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. So we are going to be back with more of your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Failure is no fun. It's very common, but not fun. Did you know 81% of new hires fail? 80% of New Year's resolutions fail? 95% of new products fail? Think that's bad? Imagine how Peter felt on the night he denied Jesus three times when he had said earlier he would die for him. As the rooster crowed, that rugged fisherman wept. My friends, that is failure. His regret, shame, frustration, and even anger, we've all experienced. But here's the good news. Jesus graciously forgave Peter, and Peter went on to become one of the most important men in the church. Ever feel like a failure? I have good news. Jesus offers us the very same forgiveness when we fail. He desires for us to be restored and given a second chance. Trust in Him and claim His forgiveness. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967, and you can text me at 23680. My guests in the coming weeks are going to be Carol Michael. She is the Irma Bombeck for gardening. She's so funny, and her books are so delightful. You're going to want to listen to her when she comes on. I'm also going to have the dynamic Sally Jean Cunningham. She is a gardener extraordinaire in Pennsylvania, but she is also going to be joining me on my upcoming June 2022 Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Garden Tour. And so you will get to meet her. And then also the Huge Gardener, Jo Ellen Sharp. And Jo Ellen is going to be helping us with our tired summer containers that we're going to turn into autumn splendor. So all great topics and great information. If you love to garden, this is the place to be. If you'd like to text me, you can go to 23680. So what should you be doing on a regular basis in your yards right now? Well, always it's my recommendation that you walk your yards on a consistent weekly basis. Walk it once a week. Learn to know how your yard looks during different times of the year, and you can catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. What you should look for, or you should be looking for at your turf. Do you have any areas where you're starting to see spots on your lawn? Is your lawn declining in certain areas? What kind of shape that decline is in? Are your blades crackly, your grass blades crackly and just drying up? Or are they kind of slimy and kind of disintegrating, melting? Those are indications of stress and disease issues. Do you have insects flying up when you walk? Do you have one or two little moths flying up? Or do you notice a whole cloud of moths coming up? That makes a big difference on what you're going to do and how to treat it. If you see just one or two little moths, no big whoop, you know, I would just keep an eye on that area. But if you see that whole cloud, then you're going to have to kind of time it correctly, because the moths aren't doing any damage, but they are laying eggs for the larva. And that larva is what is going to be the problem in your landscape. Okay, that's what's going to attack your roots. And so you want to use a grubicide in that respect, but also to identify the problem before you put down any kind of treatment. That's going to save you money and time, and it's going to protect your turf and your plants. So identify the problem. Are we ready for Roy? Let's go to Roy. Good morning, Roy. How can I help you?
I got, I think they're blue plumbagos and that purple Spanish thing and them stinky vines growing into my hibiscus. What's the best and easiest way to get rid of them?
Okay, so you have a plumbago, and then you have a hibiscus, and you've got a stinky thing. What kind of stinky thing do you have?
It's like a long, viney thing, and when you pull it or cut it.
Okay, and you'll be surprised at the common name is the stink vine. Okay, so when you do pull it, you're going to have to, you know, you get that smell on your hands.
Yeah.
So it's very, very aggressive. And so you definitely want to make sure you get it out, but you're going to have to pull it out of the ground. There's not a chemical that you can spray on it that's not going to hurt your plumbago and hibiscus.
Okay. How about the blue, what is it, the blue plumbago? Did you say I got to pull them out too?
Well, you got to pull the vine out. Yeah, there's no spray that you can put on an ornamental shrub that's not going to hurt that vine. So I would just reach down underneath, find the vine, and pull it up.
For the purple flower, or blue flowers too?
The vine has blue flowers on it?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's right behind it. I have a bunch of them. I think they're called, what are those blue flowers, Pat? Blue what? Blue plumbagos?
Right, the plumbagos, yes. Well, that's not the problem, but you have something growing in between it?
They're growing in between my hibiscus.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of a different story here. Let's back up, okay? Okay, so the plumbago is growing into your hibiscus.
Right.
And the problem with that is?
I don't want them in my hibiscus.
Okay. Well, then you just cut back your hibiscus. Then just cut back your plumbago.
But how do I get them out of there? They're intertwined into there. Just
right.
Cut them back.
So what I would do is go ahead and cut back the plumbago shrub outside of the hibiscus. Cut the branches off, and then when they die, you can just pull them out. Then.
Oh, okay. I have one other question. If you
sure.
got time.
No, we definitely got time today.
Okay, with that one with the blue plumbagos, the stink vine on the hibiscus. But now I've got my tomato plants and pepper plants and stuff already grown from seed and ready to go in the garden.
Uh-huh.
What can I plant in the vegetable garden now?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things you can plant in your vegetable garden. Okay, so what do you like to eat? That's the important thing.
Well, I've got the plants are ready. I got tomatoes, peppers, eggplant. Those are the main ones everybody eats. You know, then green beans and I guess those are the main ones.
The cucumbers? Well, you can plant those now. I would go ahead and get them in the ground now.
Yeah. Is this the time of the year to do that?
Yes.
Okay, and then I do it again
next spring.
Spring.
Well, you'll plant your tomatoes and peppers next spring. Your beans and your cool season vegetables are only for right now.
Oh, okay.
But your eggplant, your tomatoes, and your peppers can be planted again. They can be planted two times a year.
Yeah, but I can put the green bean seeds in now, can I?
Oh, sure. You could have started those back in August.
Yeah, I know I should have, but it didn't work out that way.
I appreciate that. No, go ahead and you can plant them now. Go ahead, Roy, and get those tomatoes and peppers in the ground. What kind of tomatoes do you have?
I got champion. I got those little tiny like plum ones.
The Romas?
No, they begin with a J. Jupiter?
Jupiter. Okay, yeah, the Jupiter ones, yeah.
I got some Better Boy.
Better. I love those. Those are the ones I have.
Champion, some cherry tomatoes. I usually plant Sweet Chelsea, but I didn't have any seeds for them this time.
Okay. Did you look for them, or you just didn't get them?
I just didn't get them. What I do is when I buy them, I usually have enough for two plantings, for the spring and the fall planting.
There you go.
And I ran out of seed for the Sweet Chelsea, and it was too late. So
okay. Do you do it in a raised bed or in the ground?
Yeah, in the raised bed.
Okay, cool. And does your wife help you?
I keep her busy mostly in the house. She likes to clean up on the roses and pull the weeds and that stuff, but the vegetable stuff I do.
Wonderful. That's great. That's Tony. Tony likes the peppers and the tomatoes, and then I do everything else. So that's cool. Well, Roy, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to give me a call, you can. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Our military veterans have been loyal to this country, so they deserve a partner who's just as loyal. K9 Partners for Patriots is giving veterans and active military a second chance at life by empowering those with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and military sexual trauma through the experience of training and caring for their own service dog. Homeless shelter dogs have eagerly agreed to help and serve. And now it's your turn. Make a donation now at K9PartnersForPatriots.com. That's K9PartnersForPatriots.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey there, what are you doing today? Would whatever it is be easier with faster, more reliable home internet? If you said yes, we have good news. Viasat offers high-speed satellite internet wherever you live, even if cable providers don't go there. So you can get online today and tomorrow. Go to viasat.com/internet now and save up to $150 on select home plans. That's viasat.com/internet now. Minimum 24-month service term. Service is not available in all areas. See viasat.com for additional terms and conditions.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Teresa Watkins. We have some phone calls here. We have Anne in Melbourne. Good morning, Anne. How can I help you?
Well, I know that I know the answer to this, but I thought I would just share and see if you've got some clever ideas. But I've already done the damage. I've been cutting my grass really, really short. That's what a neighbor told me to do. I have torpedo grass and a lot of weeds. And I've been watering, too, which I think I'm just watering weeds, but as my lawnmower was set so low and I couldn't seem to raise it, and so I went ahead and cut it again yesterday, and now I'm down to like dirt. So I probably wrecked a lot of things, but my question is, you know, how far should I keep it up, and did I hurt the other ground cover that's coming in with little white flowers on it that is trying to fight the torpedo grass? And that's kind of a nice ground cover. I don't know what it's called, but I cut all the white flowers off now, so I don't know if that is going to hurt that ground cover. So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, what is the proper level to keep your lawnmower when you've got a lot of weeds?
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate you calling because this is an important question, and I don't want you to listen to that neighbor anymore, okay?
No, that's the important part.
Okay, and so this ground cover that you put, was coming up, did you put it down, or is it just coming up on its own?
It's just coming up on its own.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, I put grass seed down, believe it or not, and I put some black dirt down a few months ago. But that doesn't seem to be, you know, going anywhere.
Right. Well, if you've got torpedo grass, you can use chemicals on it, but I'm afraid to tell you what to use.
Yeah, well, I've done that. I did use quite a bit of Roundup. So now I have a lot of dead areas too.
Okay.
I didn't mention that. But yeah, I've killed a lot of it with that.
Have you ever thought of living in a condo?
I wish I would have done that originally. I said that 100 million times.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. So I don't want you to do anything to your yard until your grass grows back. Okay, so I want you to keep the level of your lawnmower. Do you have St. Augustine or do you have Bahia grass? What kind of grass do you have?
I think in the beginning it had it years and years ago. This is an older house, but I think that's long gone. It's mostly torpedo grass.
Okay, all right. I mean, so then there's really nothing you can put on it that's going to be not cost effective. It's just going to be outrageous. Mm-hmm. So you might as well kill everything and then put in a new lawn. That's going to be the best and probably the cheapest and less stressful option that you have. The little white flower that you have coming up is called, I think, the large parsley, and that's called Florida Snow. And it comes up in the fall. I've seen it coming up on medians and in the areas. It is a weed, but it is a ground cover, and it is kind of pretty. I don't mind it.
I've cut all the little flowers off, and I really like it. I was hoping that maybe...
You want to keep your lawn or keep your cover, your ground cover, at least 3 inches high, 3 to 4 inches high. But you don't really have turf there. So I don't want you cutting it any less, because the length of your blades of your normal grass, if you had grass there, will be the same depth as your roots. So if you're scalping your grass, you have no root system. And that's why you're going to strain. It's going to stress it out. So I need you to, just step back away from the lawn and, possibly get somebody to maintain it for you. But really seriously think about putting in, a reduced smaller area of turf and putting in more shrubs and plants.
Yeah. Well, I've got shrubs. I've got hibiscus and crotons and things. But I have killed a couple of crotons by fertilizing close to the plant.
Ann, I need you to call me every week and say, Teresa, I'm going to do this. And and then that way. Thank you so much, Ann, for calling.
And
all right.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Let's go to James in Dade City. Good morning, James. How can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I really appreciate your show and listen to Jim, Tom, and you both for a long, long time. So anyway, my one question is, I've got my tomatoes, they're up about 2 foot high, but in the last couple of weeks or last week, they started on the top limbs, the outside of the leaves are turning bright yellow. And I put some fungicide and miticide on it, but I don't know whether I did a good job. It could be something else.
Yeah, I don't think it was a miticide. It could be a yellowing problem. It's chlorosis. It's an indication of either insect issues or disease issues, but it could be too much water or not enough water. I mean, there's just so many different things. Before you put down a chemical, you need to know what the problem is. And so it's just on the leaves, it's yellow.
Yes. It could be water because we're getting plenty of water from the sky.
Okay. And so, that's something that you really can't help a lot of because, it's just Mother Nature, giving that to you. So you want to make sure you're not overwatering on top of that. So stick your finger in the ground. The ground is cool, moist, or damp. Do not add extra water. Okay. Let the rain do it. And that's free and that's good. But you can put down a fungicide if you're anticipating a lot of rain. So, you can do that. It's not going to stop the yellowing now, but it'll keep it from getting more disease issues. So you can, use a 3-in-1. BioAdvanced has a 3-in-1 insect disease that you can use for fungicide, or you can just let it go. And do you have tomatoes growing?
Okay.
Do you have tomatoes?
BioAdvanced.
And then also, you can also use just Daconil. Daconil is a fungicide, and just follow the label.
Okay.
Okay, that's easy for you to do. Thank you for calling, James. Let's go to Dave in Melbourne. Good morning, Dave. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. Two quick questions. I've got some thryallis,
in front of a neighbor's fence just to sort of soften the look there.
Uh-huh.
And they're all different sizes. Should I just cut them all one size and hope they grow up the same height?
Yeah.
Will that help make them fuller?
They will get fuller if you cut them back. They'll get more compact and dense. And you can just make them all the same height. And you can do that. But you got to remember, if you're keeping them all the same height and you're cutting it on a regular basis, then you're going to get less flowers.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take that in consideration.
So, yeah. So, you know, cut it like every 2 or 3 months because they're a free-flowing, you know, they're not supposed to be, all, equal sides and level and like a hedge. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But
okay.
you can cut them back and prune them back to make it more dense.
Okay. Now, what about the fertilization cycle on those?
Everything that flowers, you need to fertilize on a consistent basis. So every 3 to 4 months, use a slow-release blooming fertilizer on them. That will be fine.
Okay. And then I need a recommendation for a potted palm for a patio it's going to get bright light, not direct sunlight, but bright light.
A pygmy date palm, Phoenix Robleni.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for calling, Dave. Thank you so much. Let's go real quick to text messages. We're good. Okay. So let's go to my grapefruit tree had a bumper crop the last couple of years, but this year there are only a couple of clumps of fruit. Did I do something wrong or is this a natural cycle? I have fertilized, but I did prune some branches near the ground right after harvesting the last crop. Well, it seems like you pruned it correctly. You always want to prune after you take the fruit off, so if you need to, and that was good. I would just ask, how often are you fertilizing? Again, flowers and fruit need to be fertilized on a consistent basis every 3 to 4 months. Or every 6 months if you're using like a slow-release 6-month fertilizer. And so I would ask, how often are you fertilizing? Make sure you're doing it regularly. And then the other thing is that sometimes when the tree does have a really productive harvest, they skip a year. So, just kind of think about that. Keep up the fertilizing and see what it does next year. Thank you so much. Now it says, I don't know if the other one went through. How do I get my pineapples to grow full size? Mine are great flavor, but half the size. And that's Larry in Sanford. And Larry, you got to fertilize on a regular basis, okay? Make sure you're giving it fertilizer and it'll get bigger, okay? I want to thank our guest today, Lance Walheim, gardening expert, author of the Gardening for Dummies series, for his advice on lawn fertilizing. And also a big thank you to the yard doc, Carol Cloud Bailey. She's a landscape counselor for South Florida. If you need help at Hobe Sound, you can give her a call. Big thank you to all our callers and texters. I know it's a hard day. Tell your family and friends to join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. God bless America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.